Hello, I'm Christine, and welcome to this week's edition of the Black Country Talking News for the 25th of June 2025. Hello, and welcome to the Black Country Talking News, brought to you by the sight loss charity Beacon. We're pleased to confirm that the Talking News is now available via Alexa. Once you've enabled the Talking Newspapers skill, all you need to do is play Talking Newspapers and ask for the Black Country Talking News. Our Talking News service is also available via the free Wireless for the Blind app. It can be found on the Beacon Centre website, www.beaconvision.org/talking-news. As a podcast via services such as Apple or Spotify, or as a free CD, simply contact Beacon Centre on 01902 880 111. We hope you enjoy this week's edition. Reading for you this week, we have myself, Christine, Angela, Ian, Mohammed, Helen, Mina, Katie, Dan, Simon, and of course, not forgetting Roger. In this week's edition, we have all the latest from Beacon, including the Beacon Lifestyle newsletter with Katie and Dan. There's some fascinating nostalgia too, as we have some latest news from the Black Country. We have another episode of a special sports feature, rewinding back to the magical moments of 1990, where, in the space of just over 5 years, a local footballing hero was catapulted from the non-league pitches of the Midlands and a career-threatening knee injury to representing his country at the greatest show on earth, a FIFA World Cup and Italia 90. We go round the Reekin with Michael and Leslie Brachia, and you'll have to be sharp of mind as well, as we have another challenging quiz from Roger and Mina. And it sure has been much sunnier, brighter and warmer this week. How long will it last? We hear from Mina, who has the forecast for the week. And of course, we have another instalment from the Village of Leaford, our exclusive drama series written by local authors John Marks and Michael Brachia, with audio also provided by Michael and Leslie Brachia. Local news to start though.
Patients are being asked to help shape health services as the NHS explores ideas to boost planned care through the creation of surgical hubs. Setting up centres of excellence for planned surgery would improve outcomes and help reduce waiting times across hospitals, a partnership of some West Midlands Trust said. The partnership, which involves the Dudley Group, Sandwell and West Birmingham, Walsall and Royal Wolverhampton NHS Trusts, said it was working to manage rising demand for services and improve access and patient experience. Patients are being encouraged to share their views on elective care by way of a survey that is open until the 27th of July. One concept is for the Dudley and Sandwell and West Birmingham Trusts to bring together some of their surgical services at a Sandwell Health Campus to carry out routine procedures for general surgery, orthopaedics and gynaecology. Other ideas being explored include developing new specialist services so fewer patients need to travel outside the Black Country for treatment. Elective care lead for the Black Country, Diane Wake, said, "Timely, high-quality care is so important to our communities." She added, "We want to give them the opportunity to reshape elective care to make it work better for patients and staff alike." Ms. Wake said, "I encourage everyone to take a few minutes to share their views. Your voice will help us build a stronger, more responsive health system for the future. Patients who are waiting for surgery, have recent experience of elective care, or simply want to help shape a better future for local health services are encouraged to complete the survey, which can be accessed at www.dgft.nhs.uk/opportunity-2-help-shape-healthcare-services.
So, what exactly is an elective surgical hub? Elective surgical hubs are an important part of plans across the NHS to increase surgical capacity and to offer hundreds of thousands more patients quicker access to some of the most common procedures. Hubs focus mainly on providing high-volume, low-complexity surgery. They bring together skills and expertise of staff under one roof, reducing waiting times for some of the most common procedures. These operations can be performed quickly and effectively in one place. Improving quality and efficiency will mean patients have shorter waits for surgery, will be more likely to go home on the same day, and will be less likely to need additional treatment after surgery. As the hubs are separated from emergency services at other hospital sites, surgical beds are kept free for patients waiting for planned operations, reducing the risk of short-notice cancellations due to other emergency admissions taking priority. As part of the engagement activity, the NHS will be seeking the views of patients on the waiting list for services which could move from Dudley to the new Sandwell hub, along with seeking the views of local residents, stakeholders and community groups. Feedback will then be used to inform every one of the plans moving forward.
And in another patient engagement survey, NHS England would also like to hear views around diabetic eye screening programmes in Shropshire, Telford and Wrekin, Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent. Whether you are a patient, family member or carer, your feedback is important and will help shape the future service. The survey can be accessed via the following web link: https://forms.cloud.microsoft/e/PPSYZWJ37e0 or via a QR code that can be scanned on information posters and leaflets using your device such as a tablet or mobile phone. The survey is anonymous and takes about 2 minutes to complete. If you wish, there is an optional section to provide your name and contact details. The survey closes on Tuesday, the 30th of September, 2025.
Now then, from surveys to a remarkable tale of surveillance, where a police officer with a talent for remembering faces has hit a new milestone of spotting 3,000 suspects. Andy Pope of Redditch, who has been nicknamed Memory Man by his colleagues, works on a West Midlands Police travel team that patrols bus, rail and metro stations across the region. The Police Community Support Officer has spotted suspects in connection with offences such as attempted murder, assaults and sex attacks. It's really hard to explain how I managed to remember and spot faces, as it just comes natural, Mr. Pope, 47, said in a statement. He has spotted wanted men and women in crowded places, while waiting at traffic lights, and even while suspects were wearing face masks during the COVID pandemic. When starting a shift, we will often look through CCTV, video stills and police briefings to get up to date on people who are wanted. Mr. Pope joined the force in 2012. He was awarded a Chief Constable's Award in 2018, a year after hitting his 1,000 suspect milestone. He is also an honorary member of the Association of Super Recognizers, an external body that represents those with excellent memory skills and works with academics to encourage research into this area. Mr. Pope said, "It was a nice feeling to hit the 3,000 mark, and he hoped to reach many more milestones in the future."
Time now to find out about all that's planned for the month ahead, as it's the Beacon Lifestyle Newsletter.
Welcome to July 2025. Would you like to receive this newsletter in a different format? Please contact us on 01902 880 111 or email inquiries at beaconvision.org. Welcome to July, rolling through these summer months, and long may the lovely weather continue. We have plenty of good times in June. Let the good times continue into July. What better way to enjoy the summer months than enjoying some activities made for you? But that was a lovely rainbow designed by our Day Centre members. VIP sessions. These sessions are held monthly and the activities are designed collaboratively to meet our members' needs. Our VIP group is a friendly bunch of people with sight loss who like to try new activities, build friendship and encourage others to live life to the full. Each meeting costs £3.50. If you want to be part of a community that truly understands your experiences and you wish to attend or find out more, please email or call Katie Johns, kjohns@beaconvision.org or Daniel Clark, dclark@beaconvision.org or call 01902 880 111. VIP Queen's Cross. This group meets at Queen's Cross Network, Wellington Road, DY1 1RB in the Cafe Plaza, and that's the first Friday of each month, 1pm to 3pm. Refreshments are available to purchase at the venue. On Friday the 4th of July, we're having a health and wellbeing session with our very own Dan. VIP Brett Young. This group is at Brett Young Gateway, Old Horn Lane, Hales Owen, B63 3ST. You are able to purchase tea and coffee at the venue. The session is 1pm to 3pm every second Monday of the month. On Monday the 14th of July, we're having our very own health and wellbeing session with our very own Dan. VIP Beacon. This group is at the Beacon Centre, Wolverhampton Road East, Wolverhampton, WV4 6AZ. Session is 6pm to 8pm. It's the last Wednesday of every month. On Wednesday the 30th of July, we're having a meal out at the Casita, or otherwise known as Caspian Italian Restaurant in Sedgley. We'll jump in on the number one bus outside Beacon Sedgley to get there and back. VIP Stourbridge. This is an exciting new group spreading out to our friends in the Stourbridge area. This group will be located at the Sunshine Club in Stourbridge, 6 Crail Drive, DY97NY. The sessions will run 10am to 12pm on the second Monday of each month. This month's session will be held on Monday the 14th of July. We'll be running a series of health and wellbeing workshops over the coming months. VIP Kings Winford. There's another exciting new group to bring out to our friends in the Kings Winford area. This group will be located at the Kings Winford Medical Practice, Sandhills Road, Kings Winford, DY6 8DN. The sessions will run 10am to 12pm on the first Friday of each month. This month's session will be held on Friday the 4th of July. We'll be running a series of health and wellbeing workshops over the coming months. July sessions. To book on, contact Katie Johns, kjohns@beaconvision.org or Daniel Clark, dclark@beaconvision.org or call 01902 880 111. Activities must be booked on in advance. So, on Thursday the 26th of June initially, please come along to our booking session in Beacon Courts Communal Lounge. That will be from 10am to 12pm. Call to book on to the activities for July in the afternoon, 1pm to 3:30pm. Myself and Katie will be available to take bookings and payments over the phone for anyone who cannot attend the drop-in. On Thursday the 3rd of July, we've got our book club in the communal lounge in Beacon Court from 10:30am to 12pm. We're a lovely group who love to talk all things books and always on the hunt for new authors and stories. Costs £2.50, tea, coffee and biscuits available for you to enjoy while discussing your recent finds. And on Monday the 7th and Monday the 21st of July, we're having our tandem. So we're leaving Beacon at 10am and that'll be £3.50 to Beacon and £7.70 to transport. On Friday the 11th of July, we've got West Park Walk. We'll be leaving Beacon at 10:30am and returning for 2pm. £2.50 will get to Beacon and there'll be £5.50 for the transport. On Monday the 14th of July, we're having a cooking session. We're going to be cooking steak pie in the Day Centre kitchen at 1pm and finishing at 3pm. The ingredients list will be enclosed in this newsletter so you can bring your ingredients to the session. The cost is £2.50. On Tuesday the 15th of July, we're going swimming at Bert Williams, which will be £6.50 to the Beacon, £5.50 for transport. We're leaving Beacon about 11am and please join me with £1 for the lockers. And on Thursday the 17th of July, we have Dudley Sittons Advice coming into the centre to have a discussion with our members who are over the age of 65. This is your chance to have your say and opinions on living in Dudley Borough, what you appreciate the most about Dudley Borough, and what you feel could be changed. Also, sharing any personal story about getting older in Dudley. The session will run 1pm to 2pm in the Lifestyle Centre. On Friday the 18th of July, we're going 10-pin bowling, two games for £7. That £7 will be paid at the activity. £2.50 to Beacon and our minibus costs £5.50. We'll be leaving Beacon at 10:30 a.m. and be back for about 2 p.m. Our group loves to find new players, see if you can get the highest score. Friday the 25th of July, we're going on a walk to the West Park. We'll be leaving Beacon at 10:30 a.m. and returning for 2 p.m. That is £2.50 to Beacon and £5.50 for transport. And on Monday the 28th of July, we're going to the Cosford Air Museum, leaving Beacon at 10:30. Guided tour on the Battle of Britain. Limited spaces will be available, so with £3.50 to Beacon and £7.70 for transport and £9 on arrival at the museum. To secure your place, please book home by the booking session on the 26th of June. And on Wednesday the 30th of July, we're going fishing at All Brighton. This will be £10 to pay at All Brighton, £3.50 to Beacon and £7.70 for the minibus. Leaving Beacon at 10:30 a.m. and back for 2:30 p.m. This is on a first-come, first-served basis, so please be quick to book your space. Steak pie ingredients for our July cooking session. So 900 grams plus 2 pounds braising steak, cut into cubes, plain flour, seasoned with salt and freshly ground black pepper for dusting, 1 herbal spoon of olive oil, 2 onions sliced, 1 tablespoon chopped fresh parsley, 1 tablespoon chopped fresh thyme, salt and freshly ground black pepper, 570 millilitres or 1 pint of hot beef stock, 225 grams or 8 ounces of ready rolled short crust pastry, and 1 free range egg beaten. Just please come along and cook up a storm in our day centre kitchen. Don't forget your container to take your cooking home with you. Beacon Gym. Contact Kaylee Johns, kjohns@beaconvision.org, or Daniel Clark, dclark@beaconvision.org, or call 01902 880 111 to book in. Want to exercise in a fun and supportive atmosphere? Want to join classes or exercise independently? Are you someone who works there regularly or wants to start? The gym is open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It costs £5 for a session, or you can have a membership which is £22 per month. Now, you must complete a health questionnaire and induction before you start your exercise journey. Please let reception know when you are going into the gym. Please book in advance for the following gym classes. So on Tuesday the 22nd of July, we're having a circuit class. The session is a sequence of exercises with minimal rests between each exercise for a structured period of time. And that will be from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Tuesday the 22nd of July, as I said, and the cost will be £5. Now, on Monday the 7th of July and Monday the 21st of July, we're having our indoor bowls, and that will cost £2.50 as well, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And below is a picture of a man playing bowls. Meet the staff. Hi, my name is Jane Foxall. I am new to the Beacon Centre. I have worked here for the last 3 weeks as a lifestyle coordinator 3 days a week. I previously worked within the care sector as an activities coordinator for 49 dementia residents, which was very rewarding. I am looking forward to working with the lifestyle team and members. My hobbies are flower arranging and balloon art. Also enjoy going out for meals with my family. And below is a picture of Jane. Sight loss support. The sight loss advisors have moved. We're pleased to let you know that the sight loss advisors have now relocated from the lower ground floor to a new room on the ground floor in the lifestyle centre. If you'd like to see, start to visit our new space or speak with one of our advisors, Pete, Satavir or Jody, feel free to pop by. Alternatively, you can call reception and they'll be happy to contact us so we can come down to meet you. We still have all the same fantastic equipment, including a wide range of video magnifiers, cocoon wraparound glasses, and many other helpful aids designed to support people with sight loss in managing everyday tasks. We look forward to welcoming you to our new location. Sight loss support. Do you need support with your visual impairment? Come see our sight loss advisors to get some advice and support on your sight loss journey. You can make an appointment with them by calling 01902 880 111 or email inquiries@beaconvision.org. The sight loss advisors are here to support you in being able to do tasks with support such as helping you try equipment to enlarge text, equipment you can use at home to help with a task like making a cup of tea or using the washing machine. They also give you some guidance on how to live with a change of sight and what is available to you through the government, for example, a blue badge. Our sight loss teams are incredible and caring. They will support you with any questions you have. The picture below is of one of our advisors, Pete, using an electronic magnifier. Beacon Run 150. Choose your challenge. Join the Run 150 challenge. Take part in an organised run as part of Beacon's Run for All charity programme. www.beaconvision.org/challenge events. Or choose your own challenge, run, walk or jog, your pace, your place. Pledge to raise £150 in honour of Beacon's milestone year. Together, let's make every step count for Beacon's 150th year.
Sedgley Lifestyle Centre. We are open Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday from 10am to 3pm at our base in Sedgley. We run several activities each day, including cookery, crafting, pottery, computer work, gym sessions, listening to music, quizzes and reminiscing. We keep well hydrated with tea, coffee and water, and we have the restaurant to attend to for a hot meal if we don't bring our sandwiches with us. We are lively, fun and love to have a laugh. Why not come and join us for a trial day? Contact Beacon's reception and ask for more information. You can call us on 01902 880 111 or email inquiries@beaconvision.org. Now, how would you like to help combat loneliness? Well, if you have 30 minutes free during the week, then as a befriending volunteer, you could do just that. Beacon's Befriending Service is here to offer friendship, support and help to anyone who may be feeling isolated and or lonely. As a volunteer, you will be paired with someone based on common interests and all volunteering is flexible to suit your needs. So, it could be arranged for support to be provided over the phone. If you're interested, contact our team by calling 01902 880 111 or emailing inquiries@beaconvision.org.
Accommodation at Beacon Court. Each apartment at Beacon Court has its own front door, individual card access, two bedrooms, store, wet/shower room, kitchen with appliances, gas central heating and double glazed windows. Beacon provides 24/7 care team on site to deal with any emergencies 365 days of the year. There's a pull cord in each apartment that can raise an emergency. You also get 30 minutes a week of a wellbeing time call to go through anything you would like help with, such as post or paying bills. If you want any further information on accommodation at Beacon Court, please contact 01902 882 170.
Now it's time to test your knowledge. Here come the quiz questions for this edition, and they're brought to us by Mina.
Hello and welcome to this week's flashback quiz. All the answers you need can be found later in Flashback Rogers' Did You Know feature. But for now, these are your questions. Here we go.
Question 1. What is the traditional birthstone for June? Question 2. What are June's birth flowers? Question 3. Was June always the 6th month of the year? Question 4. What did the Anglo-Saxons say of June? Question 5. Which Roman god gave her name to June? And finally, question 6. What is the full moon of June also known as? I will be back with you with the answers later, but for now, best of luck!
Up next, let's have another Beacon update.
Now then, did you know visual hallucinations can occur as a result of sight loss?
and up to half of all people with eye conditions, such as macular degeneration, are thought to experience visual hallucinations at some point. When visual hallucinations happen as a result of sight loss, they are known as Charles Bonnet syndrome, or CBS for short. Charles Bonnet hallucinations can be simply unformed flashes of light and shapes, or more elaborate vivid forms, such as landscaped gardens, animals, or people. It's not easy to talk about what you are experiencing. And if you do feel as though you may need some support, Beacon does now have a safe space where you can speak in confidence and talk about new coping strategies with our Esme's Umbrella CBS champion, Satvir Singh Sahota. Sat is on our sight loss advisor team and also the Talking News coordinator. So for a little more help, you can self-refer to Sat by emailing ssahota@beaconvision.org or contacting Sat on 07 849 802 703. If you would like to know more about Charles Bonnet syndrome in the meantime, have a look at the charity Esme's Umbrella.
Up next, it's trivia time, brought to us by Flashback Roger and his Did You Know feature. It's all yours, Roger. Take it away.
Hello again, everyone. Hope that you're all okay and ready for this week's little session into some facts that I found about this month of June. Any road up? Here we go. Did you know that pearls are the traditional birthstone for June? They stand for purity and faith. You might find it interesting to know that moonstone and alexandrite both hold this distinction. While moonstone is more closely associated with luck, love and passion, alexandrite stands for longevity and good health. Who could object to any of these great qualities? And did you know that two flowers are born in June? The birth flowers for June are the roses and the honeysuckle. Both stand for everything that is associated with affection, love and desire, and generosity, of course. And the flower that represents passion and romance most often worldwide is probably the rose. And once upon a time, June was the fourth month of the year. The month of June used to be the fourth of the year, and a year that barely had 10 months until Julius Caesar came into power by adding 2 extra months in the year 46 BC. He produced the Julian calendar, which made June the 6th month. The contrasting day lengths, dependent on where you are on the globe, June the 21st marks the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, and the shortest day of the year in the Southern Hemisphere. And the old Anglo-Saxons were the first to link June with milder weather. Today, we identify June as the month when the temperature starts to warm up a little, giving us a break from the spring showers and all the bluster of winter. The month of June was referred to as the dry month by the Anglo-Saxons, who called it Sera Mona. And June was given the name of a Roman goddess. The ancient Roman religion and mythology, Juno was the principal goddess of marriage and the queen of the gods. She was also associated with childbirth, motherhood and fertility. So June is named after Juno, which is why some people refer to it as the month of Juno. And although June may not have its own celestial body, it's still significant in terms of the lunar events. The full moon of June is also known as a strawberry full moon, and it has its own name because of the plentiful fruit harvest that occurs during this time of the year. Around the 24th of June, summer solstice is usually observed, indicating the beginning of summer and the end of spring. Well, there we are then. There's June in a thumbnail sketch, and I hope that you found it interesting. For me, well, I shall look forward to the Wimbledon fortnight and make sure that I've got room in the fridge for plenty of strawberries and cream, of course. In the meanwhile, though, I'll stick the kettle on and have a nice cup of tea and a shortcake bicky or two. Till next time, then, I'll just say bye for now. Ta-ra, David. Ta-ra.
We are pleased to now introduce local author and musical duo Michael and Leslie Brachia, in our new podcast star segment, Round the Reeking, which will champion fascinating accounts of courage and achievement despite life sometimes taking us, well, round the reeking and the long way round.
Welcome to Around the Reeking with Mike and Leslie. I'm Leslie.
And I'm Mike.
In an early edition of Around the Reeking with Mike and Leslie, we talked about how Mike and I met and became the acoustic duo Second Chance.
That's right.
Now, I said that I'd sung pretty much all my life, although I had lost my confidence and hadn't got up on stage for a number of years until you and I started singing together. But throughout the 90s, I had been singing unaccompanied in folk clubs. So now I'm going to give you a taste of the sort of thing that I might have done back then. So I'm going to sing an unaccompanied song. And this is one that we know from the Irish group The Furies. And it's called When You Were Sweet 16. When first I saw the love light in your eyes, I thought the world held naught but joy for me. And even though we drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dream of thee. I love you as I never loved before, since first I saw you on the village green. Come to me, ere my dream of love is o'er. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet 16. I love you as I never loved before, since first I saw you on the village green. Come to me, ere my dream of love is o'er. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet 16.
I think we enjoyed that. Lovely. Hope everyone enjoyed that at home. So that's a sort of traditional,
traditional-ish.
The folk song that you used to sing.
I would have done back in the '90s, singing in a folk club.
Well, back in the day, I wasn't singing, but in the '70s at school, the sort of music I liked was different to what all the other lads liked at the age, you know, teenager. Yeah. They were into Gary Glitter and Sweet and the Slade and all that, and I like. Quite like Slade, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I really got to like the singer-songwriter, like Simon and Garfunkel and Elton John.
Yeah.
And as the 70s developed, the Eagles and a group called Bread with a fantastic songwriter called David Gates.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is... And I bought an album, mid to late 70s, about 1977, I think, called Sound of Bread. Lovely, lovely music. And there's one song that I did when I started singing on stage on my own.
Yeah.
There's a song called Diary.
Yeah.
And it's a song about a man who finds his wife's diary under a tree.
Yeah.
And there's some she's saying some lovely things about this man that she loves. Yeah. But you know, there's a bit of a twist,
a twist in the story.
Because he thinks that she's singing about him.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give this a little bit of a go. Now, these days, we sing this together.
Yes, I do join in a little bit. But you sing it on your own as an example of what you would have done.
It's David Gates' Diary. I found a diary underneath the tree and started reading about me. The words she'd written took me by surprise. You'd never read them in her eyes.
She said that she had found the love she'd waited for. Wouldn't you know it? She wouldn't show it. Then she confronted with her writing there, simply pretended not to care. I passed it off as just in keeping with a total disconcerting end. And though she tried to hide the love that she denied, wouldn't you know it? She wouldn't show it. And as I go through my life, I will give to her, my wife, all the sweet things I can find, all the sweet things I can find. I found a diary underneath the tree, started reading about me. The words began to stick and tears to fall. Her meaning now was clear to see. The love she waited for was someone else, not me. Wouldn't you know it? She wouldn't show it. And as I go through my life, I will wish for her, his wife, all the sweet things she can find, all the sweet things they can find.
Lovely.
Stone Gate's Diary.
We like a song with a story to it, don't we? We like those sort of songs.
So she wasn't writing in the diary about her husband at all. No, it was about this other guy. But there you go. So that was a sad story, but so that gives an example of...
Yeah, that's the sort of thing that you like. We started singing those sort of things when we first... Because we started off singing in folk clubs. That was the sort of song that we were singing. But we've moved away from folk clubs more recently, haven't we? Because, I think we said before, it gets rather late for Philip. So we ran a group for a while in the community centre. First on a morning, and then we changed it and then we were running it in the afternoon. And then now, if we're going to do anything, it has to be early evening, doesn't it? So,
and we've done mainly charity events.
Yes, we do.
Including at the Beacon.
Right. We've been a couple of times. And we have a monthly YouTube broadcast as well.
Second
Chance Studio.
Third Thursday of every month at 7:30.
7:30, that's right. Do you want to say what the website is, where people can access it?
www.michaelbrackier.co.uk.
And Brackier is BRACCIA.
And click on our photograph. Yeah. It takes you to the Second Chance page.
Yeah.
And you look for Second Chance Studio videos.
Yeah.
And we've got 3 years worth of shows.
Dating back to November 21.
Nearly 4 years now.
Yeah. So because we've changed the type of venue that we're singing at, we've also adapted the kind of music that we do.
Because of the audience.
Yeah. I mean, when we had older audiences, like we did the care homes a couple of times, didn't we? We were doing a lot of 60s and 70s stuff. But now, because the audiences are mixed, or you were doing, you know, the charitable events, or all comers, we've tried to modernise a little bit, and we ended up going a bit boy band, didn't we? We did quite a number of different boy band ones. But amongst our favourites are a couple that were made famous by Westlife, and this is our very favourite one at the moment. So, just as an example of the sort of thing that we're now doing, this is Westlife's "Flying Without Wings."
Everybody's looking for that something, one thing that makes it all complete. by yourself. Places you never knew you could be. Some find it in the face of their children. Some find it in the love times. Who can deny the joy it brings when you found that special thing? You're flying without wings.
Some find it sharing every morning. Some in the solitary night. You find it in the words of others. A simple line can make you laugh. Oh, cry, you find it in the deepest friendship. Cherish all your life. When you know how much that means, you found that special thing. You're flying without wings.
So impossible as they may seem, you got to fight. Go, what have made you complete? Well, for me, it's waking up beside you to watch the sunrise on your face. To know that I can say I love you.
That's one of our favourites, isn't it?
One of our favourites, yeah.
And we have a league table of 150 songs, and that one's has been at the top for some time, hasn't it?
We're trying to modernise, and also we've brought in artists like Lewis Capaldi,
yeah,
Sam Smith. What's some of the others?
Passenger.
That's right. Quite a few Ed Sheeran songs.
Yes, we've got quite a few Ed Sheerans because he's one of our favourite artists.
One of our latest Ed Sheeran is a song called Photograph.
That's right, on
piano, so we do quite a few.
Yeah. Yes. Perhaps on another occasion we'll do some piano songs for you.
So that gives you a sort of inkling of how we. It's good.
How we got together and what sort of music we like, and and we've also told you how to find our YouTube broadcasts as well.
Yeah.
So we've been Second Chance. Better known as Mike and Leslie, and this has been Around the Reekin with Mike and Leslie.
Okay, bye, folks.
See you next time.
Bye.
Now we have to hear what the weather has in store for us. Brought to us, come rain or shine, by our own Sunny Mina.
Hi everyone, it's Mina here with your forecast for the week ahead. I hope you all have been enjoying the cooler and little more comfortable days of weather this week. With the sunshine set to continue into next week, the higher UV levels shall remain, so do take care and take the necessary precautions as the prolonged sunshine should see levels peak as high this week. The sunrise and sunset times are 4:50 a.m. for the sunrise and 9:35 p.m. for the sunset. As far as the weather is looking, dry, warm and sunny for both Friday 27th and the weekend of 28th, 29th of June. With sunny intervals throughout the day, temperatures shall reach a very summery high of 24 degrees, with a gentle westerly providing a pleasant, gentle and refreshing breeze. Moving into next week, and it's remaining just as bright and cheery, with plenty of sunshine forecast to continue right through the week from Monday 30th of June to Thursday 3rd of July. However, there is a chance of some light drizzle early on Tuesday morning. They are not looking like they shall set in for long and are likely to fizzle out rather quickly, thanks to the strong summer sunshine, which should help temperatures remain comfortable over 20 degrees. So it does look like we are set for another week of summer sunshine. Do take care, have a wonderful week and enjoy the weather.
Now we have the first episode of a special sports feature, rewinding back to the magical moments of 1990.
Three appearances later, the following April, a midweek friendly against Czechoslovakia offered the opportunity for Bull and a certain Paul Gascoigne to try and gatecrash the party in terms of Italia 90 selection. Both delivered the goods, and this time thousands of Wolves fans were able to savour the clinical brace which pushed their hero a good few paces further forward in the queue for the plane. Meeting up with the England squad was always such a brilliant experience, and I always felt comfortable joining up, Bull recalls. At first, I might have felt like a little fish in a big pond, but players like Brian Robson always made me feel really welcome. Lineker, Beardsley, Gascoigne, Waddle, all these incredible players. And then Steve Bull from Tipton Town, coming out of the third division. Once I took part in a few training sessions and matches, I thought I could reach the standard and play alongside the rest of the squad. On the night of that Czechoslovakia game, me and Gazza had no idea if we were going to make the squad for the World Cup, but that was the game which put us in a really good position. Gazza, two great passes, Bully, a chest and shot and a header, two goals and our places were more or less cemented. Graham Turner always told me just to go out and do my best for England and do exactly what I did for Wolves. There were those that still said my first touch wasn't great, but anyone who played on the shocking pitches in the third and fourth divisions, if they had a decent first touch, I would shake their hand. Steve Bull playing for England. With England, you were always playing on much better surfaces. With great respect to the great players I was alongside at Wolves, with world-class players, it couldn't fail to improve my game and also my confidence. So that by the time we got to the World Cup, I felt really comfortable in that company.
Now, here come the quiz
answers,
and they're brought to us by Mina.
Hello, and here are your answers for this week's flashback quiz. Feeling confident? How will you score? Let's see. Question 1. What is the traditional birthstone for June? And the answer? It's pearl. Question 2. What are June's birth flowers? And the answer, honeysuckle and rose. Question 3. Was June always the sixth month of the year? And the answer, no. It used to be the fourth one. Question 4. What did the Anglo-Saxons say of June? And the answer, they called it the dry month, or Ceremonath. Question 5. Which Roman god gave her name to June? And the answer it was Juno. And finally, question 6. What is the full moon of June also known as? And the answer here is a strawberry moon. Did you get them all right? If not, not to worry, as I will be back next week to test you all once again. Bye for now.
Thank you all for tuning in to this week's edition of the Black Country Talking News. It's wonderful to have you all here with us. Time now to grab yourselves a cuppa, find your comfy spot and nestle down, as we've got our exclusive new drama series, Leaford Village, that even features a catchy theme tune, composed by the outstandingly talented pianist Matthew Richards. To note, Leaford Village will be running once a month on the Talking News, so stay tuned for tales of some ordinary and not so ordinary village folk of Leaford.
Leaford Village, Episode 6, We Seek 'Em Here, We Seek 'Em There. Written by Michael Brackier and John Marks, and read by Michael and Leslie Brackier. Previously in Leaford Village, Jack Simmons' quotes perplex the regulars in the pub, but Zack thinks he has a plan to win the pound challenge. Subtra contacts his cousin in Kolkata to seek advice about returning to India. Clara wrestles with her conscience of what to do with a £30,000 ring.
George?
Just a minute, dear. I've got one more to get. 7 down. A letter for Socrates. Something, something, G, something, A. George sucks on the end of his pencil. Any idea?
No idea, love. George, there's something I need to talk to you about.
Okay, dear. Just let me finish this. Now, what word has a G in the middle? Funny, it ends on an A. Not many English words do that. Could be Latin, I suppose.
Clara sighs and picks up her crochet. Since rumours of a village fete began to circulate, she spends nearly every evening with her crochet needle and wool, making baby clothes for the craft stall, assuming one of the younger women from the playgroup at the centre will set one up. Perhaps she should suggest it herself.
Magma. Could that be it, Petal?
It will never be known whether Clara was ever going to reply, as George immediately answers his own question.
Now, why would it be magma? What's that got to do with Socrates?
George sits at the opposite side of the room underneath the standard lamp. He's looking old, Clara thinks, and his behaviour is more erratic since he came back from the reunion. Still, he is her husband, and she should tell him her predicament. A problem shared is a problem...
Sigma! That's it! By Jove! Socrates was Greek, so we're looking for a Greek letter. Sigma. Obvious, really. I wonder if Palmer got it. I'll ask him in the staff room tomorrow. Now, Jove, he was Roman, wasn't he, Clara?
Clara shrugs. George, can I speak to you now? I have a problem and I need...
Later, dear. Whatever it is, we can talk about it later to celebrate my success. I'm going to the cross for a swift half. Fancy coming along, old girl?
No, George. I'd rather stay here and...
Finish your knitting, of course.
George folds his newspaper, shoves it into a magazine rack, then stands and smooths the front of his trousers. He walks across to Clara and kisses the top of her head.
Shan't be long, my dear. Make sure the boys stay in their dorms.
Clara hears George in the vestibule putting on his coat. He opens the front door, but after standing looking out into the dark of the street, he turns and goes back into the house. Clara is aware of his presence behind her in the doorway. A couple of minutes pass before George utters in an uncertain voice.
When is the baby due, Clara?
Clara looks at the nearly completed pink cardigan on her lap. She turns around and sees George looking like a lost child, wringing his hands as though he is about to be scolded for daring to ask a question. She smiles at him. There is no baby, George.
George looks down at his feet. Oh, my dear girl, I'm so sorry.
When Clara looks up again, he is gone. Clara feels a single tear run down her cheek. Then she jumps up and rushes to the still open front door. She shouts down the street, George, you've still got your slippers on.
It's nearly closing time. Linda and Sherry pull the last load out of one of the dryers, folding the warm clothing into a plastic basket.
Want one? Sherry thrusts a packet of minstrels in front of her sister.
Actually, Sherry, I don't. Thank you.
Are you ill? You never refuse a minstrel, or anything else edible for that matter.
Linda places the basket on top of the counter. For your information, I'm on a diet.
A diet? quiet. Sherry tries and fails to stifle a small giggle.
Yes, so minstrels are no longer for me.
Since when have you been on this diet then? Can't say I've noticed.
A few days.
A few days? Sherry almost spits out the minstrel she's put in her mouth, but manages to suck it back in. It hits her at the back of the throat, causing her to cough violently.
Linda looks at her sister, unconcerned she might be about to choke to death. Sherry regains her composure and pops another minstrel into her mouth.
What about last night? The two packets of Doritos you demolished before going to bed? Or the half bottle of Coke you drank when you got up this morning? How do they fit into your diet?
Linda holds up a pair of slacks that have turned themselves inside out during the washing and drying process. Sherry, you can't waste the food you've already bought. Not when half the world is starving. And once that's gone, everything I eat will be low fat.
Sherry smiles and takes the last minstrel from the packet. She waves it in front of Linda.
No, thank you. Anyway, I've already started making a few changes.
Such as?
Such as this morning when I got my latte from Ethel's, I had it with semi-skilled milk.
Semi-skilled milk? From an apprentice cow, would that be?
I've no idea how they do it, Sherry. And if I get used to it, I'll go the whole way and drink my coffee decaffeinated.
Sherry laughs loudly. Ha! Because there are loads of calories in caffeine, obviously.
Linda takes the basket of still warm laundry into the back room, ready for ironing. She grabs their coats and switches off the light. She throws Sherry's coat at her and puts on her own. I've no idea how many calories are in caffeine, Sherry. But if they can take it out of coffee, every little bit helps.
Pippa Philpotts is about to turn the sign on the post office door to closed when she sees Ethel walking up the path.
Oh, glad I caught you, says Ethel, a little breathless.
Pippa returns to the counter. What can I do for you, Ethel?
Just a book of stamps, please. How are you?
Pippa hands the stamps to Ethel. Well, a funny thing happened today, Ethel. I received 10 parcels for Vera Cleave, and they were all gnome-shaped.
Ethel purses her lips. Yes, very strange that. Very strange indeed.
The regulars are gathered around the bar in the Cross, watching the Wolves match on the TV in the corner, communicating with a succession of oohs and ahs and the collective nodding or shaking of heads. So immersed in the action are they that when Jack bursts through the door, no one notices. However, when he shouts, "He's fallen in the water!" at exactly the same moment the referee blows the whistle for half-time, they turn towards the door. Ted responds first.
That's easy, Jack. Pickles from the Goon Show. He punches the air as if celebrating a victory and puts his hand to his throat and warbles, "He's fallen in the water!" in a high falsetto. He looks for an appropriate response from his customers, which is not forthcoming. Feeling slightly embarrassed, he looks back towards Jack. There is no Jack. Oh, where's Jack gone?
Pickles? Frank hands Ted his empty glass.
That was his name, wasn't it? Ted places the glass under the beer tap.
No, not Pickles, says Cody. You're thinking of Eric Pickles. He was in For the Love of Ada with Irene Handel.
That's right, Cody. That's who I'm thinking of. Now, what was his catchphrase? Jacket, no. Where is he?
He puts a pint of mild down in front of Frank.
Got it! Then in the voice of a Victorian Liverpudlian washerwoman, he shouts, "Have you been, Walter? Have you been?" He laughs at his own impersonation.
Frank picks up his pint and takes a long gulp. It wasn't Eric Pickles, Ted. It was Wilfred Pickles. Eric Pickles was the darts player, wasn't he? At Conservative Party conferences, I assume, laughed Cody.
Ted, immediately realising his mistake, joins in with the laughter, and soon all the men are laughing loudly. That is all except Zack, who has his back turned to the group. He's looking down at his phone, which he holds close to his chest.
It wasn't Pickles at all. He thrusts his phone into his trouser pocket, then turns around to face the rest of the men, all red in the face now.
Who wasn't Pickles? Asked Ted, as though the past 3 minutes had not happened at all.
It was Eccles who said, "He's fallen in the water," in the Goon Show, not Pickles. Actually, a few of the characters said it over several episodes, Blue Bottle in particular, and it was said in the last ever broadcast of the show. Zack takes a drink of Coke and smacks his lips together. He's right, Ted, says Cody. Frank nods in agreement.
Ted raises his eyebrows and purses his lips. Well, I never, Zack. Walking, bleeding encyclopedia you are, my son. Zack flushes with pride.
I'm off for a pee before the second half, says Frank, taking another long gulp of beer before slamming his glass down a little too hard on the counter. Sorry, Ted, he says, and begins the long breathless journey across to the other side of the bar.
As he's about to reach the passageway leading to the toilet, the front door opens and Jack is standing there, his shirt sleeves rolled up to his elbows. The others look at Jack and then at each other. Jack regains a little breath and shouts,
he's fallen in the water!
Eccles! Shout the men together, then burst out laughing.
Eccles? What? Jack takes a step nearer to the men. I'm not talking about Eccles, I'm talking about George. He's fallen in the water.
The water? Chorus the men at the bar.
Yes, there's urgency in Jack's voice. The brook at the back of the police station. George is up into his neck in it.
So that's it for another edition of the Black Country Talking News. A reminder to our CD listeners who have received CDs in padded envelopes that you don't need to send anything back to us. If you have a sight loss tip or someone you would like to wish a happy birthday to, just say hello to. Maybe even a poem or talking book you would like reviewed, then please get in touch with us at the Beacon Centre. Call 01902 880111. Email bctn@beaconvision.org or write to us at the Black Country Talking News, Beacon, Wolverhampton Road East, Wolverhampton, WV4 6AZ. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for listening, and thank you to all our supporters, donators and volunteers who without their support we would be unable to run this free service. Please note the information and views expressed in this recording does not necessarily represent the views of Beacon or Talking News and were accurate at the time of recording. Mentions of goods and services does not imply endorsement, and whilst every care is taken to supply accurate information, Beacon and Talking News do not undertake liability for any errors. So it's goodbye from all of us, stay safe, have a good week, and we look forward to bringing you next week's edition of the Black Country Talking News. Ta-ra!